This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm actually broadcasting from Chicago today, here visiting with Reverend Jackson. And let me just say to everybody, sometimes we get caught up in things folks want to speculate. There's nothing to speculate on. Reverend Jackson needs prayer. That's it. And we all got to understand that. Pray for Reverend Jackson for all he's done for us. God is the only author of what happens minute by minute and hour to hour. You know, they're good minutes and they're challenging minutes, but he's still with us. Somebody posted this morning that something else happened that wasn't true. But he is definitely still with us. Latasha and Cliff, I got in. It was yesterday afternoon. I was headed back to my seminary and someone called and said, you should probably come. And I booked at 2:18 a flight at 3:20 to get here. And when I got there, he opened his eyes and he said, I love you, Mark. And it meant the world. So I'm still here. I'm going to go back and see him today. So folks, please keep Reverend Jackson in your prayers. And frankly, a lot of the work that Black Voters Matter is doing and has been doing comes from what Reverend Jackson started in 1984 and 1988. He really defined what it meant to go out, locate and identify Black voters who were voting, those who weren't voting, those who needed to be registered. And that's the political scientific formula that Black Voters Matter continues to use today. You know, we ain't got to reinvent a whole lot of wheels. They have even improved on it. So we're thankful for that. But in that same vein, he was giving out instructions yesterday. He want us to go find 2,000 turkeys, give 2,000 families. And said, wait a minute, we just got into the hospital. give us a minute, Reverend. But you all are continuing economic non-cooperation. Everybody knows about Target, but you all have expanded it. So tell us about the We Ain't Buying It campaign, Cliff and Latasha.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about Reverend Jackson, because one of the things that probably the most well-known Black leader in modern times around economic accountability was Reverend Jackson. That Reverend Jackson literally threw the Black Wall, the project that he would do on Wall Street. What was the name of Mark? I can't remember.
Well, it was the Wall Street Project.
It was the Wall Street Project, wasn't it? Okay, I thought I was too literal. Okay, the Wall Street Project. And that what folks may or may not know, that a sizable amount of Black business owners and franchise owners, that was because of the work of Reverend Jackson, of what he did from Toyota and some of the other large companies, putting pressure on them and utilizing economic pressure. He has been a core piece and a function of him, how he saw, even talking to him, he would talk about kind of the political power and the economic power, and that we needed to use the economic power. And so I just wanted to lift up his legacy, and a part of this is not just a voting piece, but we're also, it hasn't fallen on deaf ears that we also have to lean into our economic power. And how do we use and leverage that economic power in such a way? Those folks who are standing with this administration on policies that hurt and harm us, we got to hold them accountable. Like, we can't just continue to support those companies that have not done right by us, or those companies that in a whim, now you're saying DEI, you're going to pull back from them. That is what one of them in particular. And I know our sister, Tamika Mallory, is going to talk about this, but the work that they've been doing, they've been leading. She, Nina Turner, and Dr. Jamal Bryant have been leading. Hey, my sister.
Hey.
Have been leading on Target. We got to understand the implications about that. That's not just one company. That sends a message that reverberates through all the companies around the power of Black spending. And so with the We Ain't Buying campaign that she is also helping to anchor, that we're working together, we're all working together on that Black Voters Matter and Until Freedom, and more than 50 other national groups are part of the We Ain't Buying, because we're going to utilize our power and our leverage November the 27th through December the 1st to use out to be economically disciplined, that we've got to be disciplined enough that we are not spending money. Particularly, we got three companies. Well, we're asking folks, don't spend money with any of those big box companies, and instead to redirect your resources to local Black-owned and companies or businesses that are in our communities that stand with us. You know, them same folks that when we trying to get somebody to buy an ad in our child's book, those folks, same folks that we want to buy our popcorn, that expensive popcorn that we all selling, right, Cliff, every year, and candy. Sure. So we're asking folks, you can learn more about the campaign. I'm going to turn it over, let my brother Cliff speak to it and why like just economic pressure is so important. But aside from the companies, I just want to offer, we got to be more conscientious as consumers. And so part of this campaign is really about us, that part of what happens, Black folks have $1.5 trillion in consumer spending, y'all. That's a lot of money. And we're continuing to actually support and prop up these very companies that can't wait to go over there and build a $300 million golden gilded dining room party palace for the current president. And so we're going to have to be much more conscientious around how we show up as voters, as consumers, as people, and how we use our money. I'll just stop there. So, Brother Cliff.
Yeah, just real quick before we pass it over to Tamika, you know, a lot of people, when we talk about like economic pressure, you know, we like to talk about the Montgomery bus boycott. And sometimes people be like, well, I don't know if we can do a whole year, right? Like, I don't know if this We Ain't Buying It is going to work, if it's going to last and all that stuff. And people forget the Montgomery bus boycott wasn't supposed to be a year. It started off literally as a one-day boycott. Sister Joanne Robinson said those first flyers were about one day of not riding those buses. And they did that one day. And it was so successful that when they had the mass meetings, they said, well, who wants to keep it going? They said, well, let's keep it going. And a year later, the buses in Montgomery ended segregation, right? And so we don't have to get caught up on how long we think a thing can last. Now you can mess around and you could be like Sister Tamika in this Target boycott, and it may end up being, you know, about, it's been about what, 6, 7? I don't know how long it's been so far, Tamika, but and what you see is that since, if you January. Do that
since January.
Since January. So we had 10 months now. So you can see going on 11 months now. And so you can see that, you know, when you start off with focus, right? When you just start a thing, especially in this environment that we're in right now, that if we just get started, we can build up the momentum, and we never know where it can take us. So Tamika can say a lot more about that.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Tamika, I think you're muted.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I
okay.
know how to work all of this stuff at this point. How y'all doing, family? That's first of all.
Hi, family.
It's good to see everybody. It was really just so cool to pop on and see Cliff and Latasha sitting here with you, Mark. We are truly family in this thing together, you know, and I don't know what we would be if it were not for all of the brilliance and the love that we share. I don't feel like I work with people who don't love me at this point That's in right. my life. And I think that is so important as we are traveling through rough terrain. It's a hard time and we're under a lot of stress, but I do believe that we have sort of figured out the yin and yang of really standing with one another in love, you know, as well as in the movement. So I just thought that we would start there this morning. I'm feeling all grounded today, you know. And so, listen, I have been exercising my boycott muscle for a long time because my parents are two individuals who have been in the movement since I was a very young girl. So it is not unusual for them to choose a company based upon whatever's happening in the moment, whether it was Shell oil, or at one point they were boycotting BP oil for this oil spill in Alabama. And Louisiana, and it goes on and on and on. The companies, the supermarkets, the newspapers, the New York Post. So this for me is natural. I've been boycotting Gucci for the blackface sweater. You know, I'm really in this, and I agree with Latasha 100% that in this moment, it is not just about boycotting companies or having a campaign to. Accountability, a corporate accountability campaign. Some folks don't call it boycotts. I'm saying that that's not necessarily what everybody feels. Some people just feel like they're just holding companies accountable in this moment. But what we really are doing is exercising our muscle for what is to come. As we continue to travel this path where we are dealing with a lot of evilness. We know that, but we also are dealing with an entire government structure, even down to some of the local elected officials in cities and municipalities across this country, that folks are not taking care of the people. And so it is our responsibility to figure out the levers. We get to vote in elections, which we just did across the country. And it was a sweeping and resounding message sent that folks are not feeling what is taking place in the environment within this nation. But then you might not vote again for, what is it, until the midterm elections will be the next big time. Well, in between that, what do we do, Mark? What do we do? And I think that in between, we can be telling these companies that are quietly profiting from and supporting and propping up what we see happening here, fascism and authoritarianism, they're paying for it. When Donald Trump says that he is building the ballroom, the golden ballroom, with private money, he's still talking about our money. He's
That's right.
That the corporations and his buddies who are making money off of us on the side. So it may not be coming through the federal budget, but they're still making money from us because these are people like Target who put $1 million into the inauguration. That's our money. They're not putting their own money in the pot. This is money that is still coming from the people. So you have multiple ways, and I think that is what We Ain't Buying It is all about. We can show these folks in multiple ways that we ain't feeling it, we're not going to have it, and guess what? The people have the power. And I'm excited to be a part of this because, by the way, even before we announced We Ain't Buying It, which we have been working on, Latasha had been working on this campaign for a long time, you know, and Black Voters Matter, they had been already on this. But we've been doing this Target boycott since January and have been thinking about what companies would come next. We are also engaged with people who've been doing the Tesla boycotts, Home Depot, T-Mobile. We now have learned about Spotify. Yes. Right. So we've got people who have been working on a number of campaigns for a while who have converged. We had a convening. We brought everybody together. And now we're like Voltron working on this campaign together. This now gives our people ways to say, while I wait to get to the polls next November, in between time, let me tell so-and-so company, you want to support him? He is not profitable. Trump, racism, sexism, and all the other isms, it is not profitable for your company.
Tamika Mallory of Untold Freedom. You know, Tamika, you said something, you posted something on your Instagram the other day that I thought also was important, because Dick Gregory said this till the day he died. He said, we just need to all, at every year night, spend money on Christmas, boycott Christmas. And you said something about, why don't we take an opportunity to, instead of trying to spend all our money with these corporations that are hurting us, which really isn't gifting our loved ones, to just share love with one another this holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to helping the finance. And you're right, folks, you hear what Tamika said? That's still our money. Just so when we hear people say it's private money, we think, oh, well, that doesn't affect me because it's not tax money. Y'all spend y'all's money with the, they have money. Where do they get their money from? From you and me. It's to say, where they get that, the money just ain't being printed for them. So Tamika, if you would, you know, just expound on that. You know, maybe this is also an opportunity in addition to staying involved, because, you know, we have a bad habit. We had a big election, election day 2025. Everybody's happy and euphoric. Then we go back to sleep. This is 365 days a year, isn't it, Tamika?
Absolutely. And I know, you know, I have perimenopause brain, so apologize that I lost my train of thought while I was, it was getting
That's
good.
A lot of information, Latasha. Thank you.
We have to talk about these things because some of our youth don't know what we be going through when we tremble what we was trying to say. You know what I was going to say, we talk about 365 days and all of us being together. Even before we announced this campaign, my phone alerts every day was just everyday people saying, I ain't spending a dime. Not spending a dime this holiday. They were saying the holidays are canceled over here. You don't got no SNAP benefits. One woman said, I don't even use SNAP, but I'm going to take my money and feed other people who need food. And I'm not going to be buying Christmas gifts. I just saw that Cedric the Entertainer, he posted that he's going to be blacking out for the holidays. I watched this amazing video of Kev on stage the other day saying he was asked by an interviewer, do you ever feel that your morals and your success don't align? Yes. And he went into a whole thing by saying that when his book came out, he wanted to, of course, do all the Target rounds, you know, because Target purchased his book and that's a key place for people to be able to purchase it. He said, but no, black folks are out here boycotting Target. I just can't do it. And he said that the white woman on the team was like, are you out of your mind? And he said, no, actually, I'm not. I will not be crossing the picket line. That's the kind of community we're building during this, as you said, 365 days of the year. We need to be exercising that muscle. My father told me a long time ago that Christmas was canceled. They have not purchased a Christmas gift since Mike Brown was killed, Minister Farrakhan said, redistribute the pain, stop shopping.
That's right.
Christmas gift since then.
And to me, to tell the truth, y'all, because I spent a lot of Christmas with her family and I don't get nothing. So it's true. I go over there.
You have received gifts from me, but not them.
That's true. That's true. I haven't gotten gifts from you. That's right.
But I tell you, to your point, you have been with us for holidays and nothing is missing because there's no gifts under the tree. It's love and fun. We enjoy ourselves together. The gift is of us being together. We don't need to be spending all that money anyway. And I had John Hope Bryant on my podcast. I think the episode will be released in next week. And he was saying that the economic battle is the issue of the 21st century for us. With that 100%. So what we're doing is helping people to get in the mood to stop being in the mood.
That's a habit. You know, we need different habits. We've been doing the same habits. Let's have some different habits. So let's do this in just a moment or two remaining. Let's tell everybody where to go. Cliff, what's the website? The website specifically. WeAin'tBuyingIt.com, right?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You're muted.
Oh. You're muted.
Yes, I was saying yes. WeAin'tBuyingIt.com.
WeAin'tBuyingIt.com. I want everybody to go there, learn more, get involved. Folks, don't just get caught up. You know, we did something good on Tuesday and we got to do nothing else. That's not how it works, right? Latasha, we have to get involved, don't we?
We do. We're saying we ain't buying this 5 days on Thursday. Spend time, don't spend a dime. Tamika, I love the vision that you said, and with like our goal should be in this moment, we need community and family deeper anyway. And so we really got to see this as an opportunity to actually build with the folks that we actually going to need. We're going to need, listen, y'all, some of y'all might have some issues or some tension with your family, your friends. You better get it right. Like we're going to need each other in these upcoming months. So on Thursday, on that Friday, it is a blackout Friday. We're not spending any money on that Friday. Many people are going, they're protesting. There'll be some actions happening all across the country on, so make it a real Blackout Friday. And if you are spending money, only spend money with local businesses, local Black owned, women owned, small businesses. And on that Saturday and Sunday, that's what we're asking. No money other than with small and local businesses. There's also a rally that Tamika is helping to lead in D.C. They're having a Target rally in D.C. on that Saturday. And then on Monday, Cyber Monday, delete those apps, y'all. You'll need them apps. Delete those online shopping apps. Delete some of those spaces. So that's go to the website. You find all information you need. WeAin'tBuyingIt.com.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
All right, WeAin'tBuyingIt.com. Love y'all. We're live in Chicago. Please keep Reverend Jackson in your prayers. We'll keep everybody posted. Pray for Reverend Jackson. Thank you to Cliff Albright and Latasha Brown of Black Voters Matter and Tamika Mallory of Untold Freedom. If all minds are clear, it has been made plain.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.